You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Honduran popular movement calls for international solidarity while internet turns into a new trench. The National Front Against the Coup d'État, a group comprising grassroots organizations that oppose the coup staged on June the 28th in Honduras, announced it will create a commission to coordinate actions of international solidarity with a resistance to the dictatorship. Prensa Libre reported the international commission would be tasked with incorporating Honduran immigrants in the actions against the coup and with promoting the creation of solidarity commissions with the grassroots movement. The commission will also be in charge of making public the bank account to receive financial aid from abroad and of disseminating information produced by the front through an official website. Internet has become another trench of the movement against the de facto regime led by Roberto Micheletti. Hundreds of messages of support to ousted President Manuel Zelaya circulate via email, besides the marches and street painting for democracy held by the National Front Against the Coup d'État. In one of these emails, a woman explains why she decided to go street painting to protest against the de facto regime. AFP reported, quote, "Graffiti is a weapon at the service of the people that walks towards its freedom in their struggle to become the true heirs of this land. When the illegitimate heirs to the nation take over the channels of word, a new language is born, the word of dignity, written in stone in the walls." An email signed by Deborah Ventura reads.
You're listening to Real World News.